It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, despite all of the recent COVID-related difficulties taking place in America since March 2020, one major positive change is the focus of the American people on maintaining and restoring industries in the United States of America. Americans are looking to see more of the products originally invented and made in the United States for years to be made in America again, so we can all support American Made First. After the recent supply chain issues with foreign-made items, a growing number of America's companies are trying to expand their product lines to make more products here in the United States. With our focus on American-made labels, we could expand even more product lines to compete with foreign-made products. Between 30 and 40 years ago, 90% of what was sold in America was American-made. Those were businesses competing with other American businesses to present competitive products to compete with other American-made products. In the year 2022, we are struggling to restore American-made products from clothing to electronics, and we all see that the tens of millions of jobs and job skills lost over the past few decades must be restored in the United States for the well-being of America, American workers, and America's economy. As we move forward with our campaign during 2022, let's unite to restore millions of long-term jobs in every category from small businesses to major manufacturing. America's long-term employment base will grow as America's consumers circulate more of their hard-earned dollars on products and services provided by American workers. We must also continue to challenge the media, businesses, school districts, elected officials, community organizations, and all supporters to support the American-made label first. Your participation is very important. Kindly continue to spread the word. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.